station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, don't say it. August 21st, we know what day it is.
It's hump day! Okay. I'm going to say it every Wednesday. And the more you tell me not to, the more I'm going to want to do it.
The more you're
going to
do it, okay.
So I guess it's just human nature.
Okay, I guess on Wednesdays I just won't mention what day it is, and then you won't remember.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I won't know when it's Wednesday? Really?
Well, I don't know. I seem to remind you, and then you remind me that it's hump day.
We shall see. Every Wednesday is hump day.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I actually shared somebody's photo. I put it up on Facebook last week. You know, I keep talking about that Camel commercial for Geico.
Right.
And, yeah. So I found like a photo of it, and I shared it, and put it on my page.
Okay.
I love it. And then I saw it, like it randomly like popped up on YouTube.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, the commercial.
Because it's right here. Yeah. I was laughing so hard. And it's like, okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, welcome to the show. We are your stars every morning, so thank you for tuning in.
Stars.
Yes. tomorrow, this is exciting for me, maybe not as much for you, but I scheduled a favorite singer of mine on the show tomorrow. He's going to call in. His name is Grayson Hugh. Not even many people my age remember this at all because he's written a few songs and they were out there. It's just that his name is not that famous. But it's funny because the way I learned of the song, this was back in 1988, right? Is that I went to a movie theater and before the movie started, they showed the music video of this. And I fell in love with it, you know.
Right.
So these were different times, I guess, in the movies. You know, they would play some music videos and stuff. So I really liked it.
Yeah, I don't ever remember that happening in my back in my day, but.
Yeah, so I invited him to be on the show, and he graciously agreed. So I'm excited about that, you know.
That's
we'll play a couple
exciting.
Songs tomorrow. Yeah. So that's the thing, you know. I mean, if there's any people you want to interview, just contact them on Facebook. For the most part, they'll agree, you know. So
yeah.
Do you have anybody you want to talk to that's special?
I mean,
I know John
Stamos
you want, right?
I'm sure I do. Yeah, I actually met him. I watched him play with the Beach Boys.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, at a private party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I kind of first moved here. So that was like super exciting.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the other day that it was hot. So I figured, well, maybe you want to talk to him.
Yes,
know?
He is. He does not look his age.
I just think he's
an attractive gentleman.
He's too big for our show, but what can I say?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, did you see the blue moon last night?
No.
I don't know. When I looked at the moon, it didn't particularly look blue to me, unless I just didn't look at it at the right time.
Is it supposed to look blue?
But I don't know. I just keep seeing like all these photos on Instagram, but they're probably just like modified or something.
Why?
Because they're like, oh, the blue moon, the blue moon. But I think it has to do with like the times of the month that there's a full moon, I guess.
Right.
Because there's, I don't know, there's only supposed to be so many full moons in the month that I guess this month there was another one, I guess, and that's why they call it a blue moon. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, they call it blue moon because it's rare, obviously.
Like that.
You know, that's how we use that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've never seen the moon blue. I mean, it's the first one to me.
Yeah.
And I've been around for a while.
Oh, like that expression, like, oh, every once in a blue moon.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
there you go.
I get it. Or like the beer, or I don't know. Whenever I think of blue moon, I can't help it. But I think of, you know, the movie Grease.
Uh-huh.
You know, when they're playing that song when they win the dance contest. And
which
they're
song?
Slow dancing. The song Blue Moon.
Oh, okay. Well, and, no, I don't remember that.
Oh, well, they're playing the song because they win the dance contest and they're slow dancing.
Right.
And then the, like, three knucklehead, you know, boys come out and then they totally, like, because it was televised.
Right.
And then they moon the camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they pull their pants down and they're mooning the camera. So you see, like, three white asses, like, and everybody just freaks out.
Yeah, sounds very attractive.
Yeah, but that's, well, because I was so young, you know, but I loved that movie. Everybody loved Grease.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to be, you know, Sandy or a pink lady for Halloween. You know, we were kids. Like, we loved it. And, so I just remember they play that song and then they start mooning. So that's what I think of when I think of Blue Moon.
Oh, God. Mooning is so gross, man. Why would I want to see somebody's ass, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember it was a big thing on, like, field trips, too. Like, they would do it out the window on the school bus.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh. Grow up.
I know.
Like,
I
really?
Know. Women never do that. It's just a guy thing, you know?
It's just a guy thing. Like, some, like, random dude's hairy ass. Like, don't nobody want to see that. Anybody got time for that?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that YouTube video?
No, but I've heard the expression.
Anybody got time for that? Oh my gosh. Her name is like Sweet Brown or something. And it was like you've seen the Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they made like a huge, you know, big deal about it and parody and whatever, but it was all real. Well, same thing with this. I guess there was like a fire in some like apartment building or something in a city somewhere, and you know, the woman was interviewing someone that was in the building when the fire broke out, and there's just this lady, and she's just talking about like, oh, I went downstairs to get myself a cold pop, and then I like smell like something's burning. I say, oh Lord Jesus, there's a fire, I got bronchitis, ain't nobody got time for that. And like, and it's like just like a little bit of it, and then they made it into like a song and a remix, and it just blew up. It's funny. It's funny. I mean, it's not funny because she was actually like, you know, in a, you know, dangerous situation, but
right.
I mean, she was fine. That, you know, she got out okay, and you know, she was saved from the fire. But it's just the way, you know, it's just the way she says it.
Right.
You know, with her attitude and
funny.
Everything.
Yeah.
It just like she's like a household name now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows that. Anybody got time for that? It's great.
Yeah, I must have heard it somewhere, but I didn't know it had to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those like real interviews turned into a viral YouTube video.
Wow.
Yep.
So today we're going to have a couple of separate guests on the phone. The first one is going to call regarding an iPhone app that I was very impressed with. And we're going to talk to him about that. And then another company that makes sexual health formulas and like lubricants and things like that. So they sent me some stuff. I haven't tried any, but, you know, I'm curious about it. So we'll see. They wanted us to interview them. So why not?
Yeah, why not?
Find some new products to enhance your sexuality. They even have a masturbation cream. That's what they call it.
What?
Masturbation cream.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to her about it. Kelly's going to call a little bit, and we'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, it's funny when I, you know, received the, you know, the email that you sent me about information, you know, having this guest on tomorrow.
Right.
I was just out for dinner, you know, with a friend of mine, and I'm like, oh, you know, I got to see my phone go off, and we're like, oh, yeah, we're chatting, whatever, you know, finishing up this and that, and I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's our guest tomorrow. And I'm just talking out loud, like, oh, that's cool, you know. Like, and I didn't know. I just see, like, Navy, like Swiss Navy. I'm thinking, I'm not linking that to anything sexual, you know. And I'm like, oh, and they're like kind of stopped me right there. Like, whoa, what? Like, keep your voice out before you read that any further. I'm like, wait, what? What's going on? And they're like, do you know what that is? And I'm like, and I'm scrolling down through the email, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it took me a few minutes to realize, but okay.
Yeah, my eyes got, like, really big, and I was like, oh, right, I'm going to put this away. Like, I see Navy, and I think, like, oh, like, maybe it's like a, you know, like a charity or something to, you know, try to help our troops in the Navy or something. I'm thinking, oh, how nice. Something for our troops.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my. Something for our troops.
Yeah, they would love this stuff, man.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's the brand name. Okay. It's very special stuff.
Yeah. So we'll talk to her about that. Now, I wanted to talk about a couple things before our guests call in. And the first thing is, I don't know if you recall, but I usually talk not too nicely about India and stuff. You know, India does not appeal to me. I think there's a lot of problems there. I don't get the idea of people wanting to travel there. Just the poverty and, you know, and it's dirty and things like that.
I mean, I would love to travel there.
Would you?
Yes, because I can talk like the natives, you know.
That's true, yeah.
And I want to, like, as I love belly dancing, like, I want to, like, legit, like, learn how they do all
their belly dancing
in India? And stuff. Well, they have very, expressionative, dancing. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting to me. Like, in that movie, you know, Life of Pi?
Right.
Did you see that?
No.
Well, there's, like, that one scene where he's got to, like, you know, play, like, the bongo thing, you know, and the girls are, like, dancing and they've got their, you know, because I think they're, like, most of their stomach shows, right? And their, like, outfits and their, like, sheer, like, sari garbs or whatever they're called. And it's just very, like, I don't know. It just interests me a lot. I'm going to learn.
Yeah. I don't know if belly dancing, well, maybe they do have it in India, but it's more a Middle Eastern thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so this will give you second thoughts if you want to go there.
Okay.
I guess this woman traveled there to study in school.
Mm-hmm.
And in India. Now, don't ask me why she would want to, but apparently she did. And she said that she suffered from relentless sexual harassment, groping, and worse. And
worse.
So
what's worse?
Yeah, what's worse? I don't know. I mean, well, I guess there's worse than groping before the rape happens, I guess, or something. But remember that this is a place where a couple of Western women were gang raped and stuff, and also an Indian woman that was killed. If you remember that gangbang, gang rape type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this woman apparently suffers from post-traumatic shock syndrome because of this.
Wow.
So so she came home and now she can't function and stuff. And the thing is that, so she wrote a story called India, The Story You Never Wanted to Hear. And I always suspected it's not a good place for Westerners. I don't get the idea of why people go there. I guess there's some fascinating things about it, but I can live my life just fine without ever going there, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, I'd still like to go there. Obviously, I'd go with, like, the proper, like, protection and whatnot. You know, like, I wouldn't just, like, up
proper
and go, like,
go.
All right, let's, what's up? I'm just going to, like, roam the streets by myself. I mean, it was different for her because she was, like, legit, like, living there, studying there, spending a lot more time there with the locals.
Right.
You know, and as awesome as that would be, you know, I'd probably be more part of, like, a tourist group or something.
Yeah. I mean, but this happens in many countries, you know. You just go and men just grope you and shit, you know. There's, like, no, because there's no laws. I mean, nobody enforces any of this, you know. They still blame the woman for this. So what's the point, you know? So, many places in the world are terrible for women. And I don't see why people would travel there anyway. I would just be afraid to travel to these places, period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After that That Midnight Express story we heard here.
Billy Hayes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm sure you don't have to carry drugs to get in trouble overseas. You know, they'll always find something for you, I'm sure. So, yeah. So, that's that.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah. Now, I guess I saw this. They have this video. Now, I don't know who videotaped it because... this is not something that you'd expect to happen, but I don't know. The thing is this kid was skateboarding in the skateboarding area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ran into this little child.
Oh, little kid, and then the mom got up and started, like, beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, she beat the shit out of him.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Our guest is calling.
Okay.
Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Sam.
Yes. Yes, Bruno. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello, Mia. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. How are you?
Apparently, Bruno is French, right? Bruno Francois.
Yes, I'm from Corsica. It's a French island.
Oh, in Corsica. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty unusual place to be from, right?
Yes, not many people live on the island.
Yeah. Where is it? In the Mediterranean?
Yes, it's around 100 miles south of the French Riviera.
Oh, I see. Wow. So you were born there?
Yeah, I was born there and raised there, and then I came to the U.S. To study at the university.
Right. How long ago did you come out here?
Close to 20 years. That's a long time already.
Yeah, you've been here for a while.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool. So when you first came, what did you? What did you do here? You came to study, you said, right?
Yes, I actually came because I studied aerospace engineering.
Uh-huh.
And so I was studying at FIT next to Cap Canaveral. My dream was to work on NASA.
Wow.
So I came here and did my degree in FIT.
Very interesting.
And I did work in aerospace for a year, more as a research. Oh, within the university,
So you're an actual rocket scientist, pretty much. Yeah.
That's amazing. You always hear people use that expression, like, oh, come on, it's not rocket science.
Right.
But, like, it's very rare. But you actually talk to a real rocket scientist.
Yeah. Well, this guy sounds very smart, Bruno. So, now, Bruno, so you came out with a product, with an app, and my son introduced me to it, and I saw it, and I was blown away by this, and I contacted you, and I invited you to be on the show. I see your app was featured in many different places, so I guess you did make a mark out there.
Yes.
Now, so I see on the website that it's coming soon for the Android, but you've had it for the iPhone for a while. And so tell us a little bit about the app. It's called Cycloramic. Go ahead. Tell us
the app is Cycloramic. So basically, apart from all the other functionalities and features, it is the only app that turns your phone into a hands-free panoramic camera, meaning that you set your phone down on a level surface.
Right.
You press go. And the phone uses the internal vibrations of the phone, the vibrator from the ring, to rotate the phone. So we track the rotation, and then we stop when we need to stop, take pictures, and we take 14 pictures, and then we stitch all the pictures into one panoramic photo.
Wow, amazing.
That's
cool. Yeah, so, and I mean, I've seen this. Only the iPhone 5 can turn this way. I'm wondering why, because... obviously the iPhone 4 and 4S have the vibration as well. Why weren't you able to do it on those phones?
Well, you know, the fact that the iPhone 5 works was already a lot of luck. That, you know, we got this wonderful hardware that stands on its edge. So already, you know, the fact that it's flat is luck.
Right.
And the fact that the vibrator is located, you know, in the corner, that kind of maximizes the torque for the rotation.
Right.
And the fact that it's light. And so all the factors made it that it was possible. For the iPhone 4 and the 4S, the phone is a little heavier and the edge is wider. So it does work on, like, if you put on perfectly level, like glass, it would work.
Right.
But I'd rather not advertise it because, you know, it's difficult to make it work. It has to be really, really smooth.
I see.
So we are working on hardware, you know, that will adapt to other phones, like the Android phone or other phones or the iPhone 4, to make it work.
Oh,
so
wow.
Eventually we will have a way to make it work and to be able to do hands-free panel with a small hardware, not an expensive hardware, it's something really, really cool and really convenient.
Right. Now, even if people don't have the phone rotate by itself, you can still take amazing panoramic pictures. Now, I noticed this is a little different from the panorama that comes with the Apple camera, in that you also can record in video mode. So you can actually do a 360 in video.
That's pretty cool.
Which is amazing.
Yes, the thing is, you know, if you want to do a panoramic video with your camera,
right,
you wouldn't be stable. You would move a lot. When you do the hands-free, it's flat on the surface.
That's
so you kind of do a perfect video, panoramic video.
Right.
So that's one of the advantages as well. And also, once you do a panoramic photo, you can convert it to a video, to a 15-second video. So, because sometimes panoramic photos are not easy to share, they're too wide.
Right.
So instead, you save it as a video, regular format, and
right,
it does a 360, and you can put it on the website or on Facebook or, wherever you need to put it.
Yeah. Nice, very cool. Except with a smooth surface, you can usually do it maybe, you know, in a table with people around it and stuff, but... you know, if you're like in the middle of nature or something, obviously you have to do it holding the phone, you know.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, there's guides and everything to keep it straight and level and.
You have to put it on a completely flat surface. Now, do you have to, like, because I have a cover on my phone. I have the iPhone 5.
You have to take
and
it out.
I would have to take the cover off, right? So it would just have to be the phone by itself to work.
Yeah. You have to take the cover. Now, regarding the manual mode, something unique we have is we have a guiding system. So when you do a manual mode and you turn the phone by hand, not only on the screen you're going to have pictures that shows you, that goes from red to orange to green, you know, it tells you when to stop. Uh-huh. But if you are off track, if you, you know, lean the phone up or down, you know, it would give you a sound signal, or if you twist it, so... Make sure that you go to the right speed, and also the vibration guides you. When it vibrates, you rotate. When it stops vibrating, you stop. And I actually got a blind user using the app, and I'm working on with her to make it so they can use the app. You know, you could use it even if you don't look at the screen.
Wow, very amazing.
Oh,
now, so obviously, you know, and you're a smart guy, and this takes a lot of smarts to come out with this. How long ago did you think about this?
Well, we launched in December, end of December, and actually, you know, toward the end of the year, we were developing other apps, and I wanted to do something unique, something that was not done before.
Right.
And there's already close to 1 million apps, so every time I came up with something that was that I thought was cool and unique, when you do a search, it's already done.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Someone beat you to it.
So I said, you know, with my mechanical background, I said maybe I should look at the phone more as a hardware, as an object. So I look at the phone by itself, the hardware, the edge. So I start putting the phone on the side, you know, putting it up, using it, you know, you can use it as a ruler. But I try to see more the physical part of the phone and see if somehow we can move it or... And I noticed when I receive a text message that the phone slightly moves. You know, you can tell if it's on the table, you get a message, a text message.
Mm-hmm.
It moves a little. So then I started experimenting, putting it on the edge, putting it on this side. And I wrote an app where you can play with the vibration, different frequencies.
Oh.
So, and then I tried different frequencies of the vibration on different surfaces, and it was just trial and error.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was going to do a panoramic app. You know, I was just trying to make the phone move.
Right.
And then when I was able to do the whole 360, I said, let's film that. You know, let's take a photo. And that's how it was.
Wow.
That's why I came up with it.
Very cool story.
Very
I
nice.
Like that. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, this is cool. So everybody check out Cycloramic. And it's cycloramic.com, You can find out more about this and obviously download it at the App Store. You also have an Android version coming up soon?
Yeah, it's going to come soon. And we are launching version 3.1 in a couple of weeks. And we are bringing highest resolution, so it's going to be up to 40 megapixels, which is, you know, like 8 times more than most of the other panoramic app.
Right.
And we have a lot more options now. More filters, you can edit the photos, you can convert the photos, you know. So we should bring that out in 2 weeks.
Oh, wonderful.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, very impressive. And like I said, you know, the moment I saw this, I was blown away. Everybody that looks at it. So you were able to make the phone do things, you know, jump hoops and stuff that people didn't think about before. And that's amazing, you know. So
Thank you.
Of course. So, Bruno, thank you so much. All the best to you. We're looking forward to more new stuff from you. And yeah, very smart guy. You definitely contributed to the iPhone community.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Don't you sometimes wish you could think of these things?
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's just amazing. You got to see it. And like I said, even if you don't just rotate it on the table, you'll still find that it's very, very unique.
Even just the quality of it.
Yeah.
Handheld, you know, taking it.
Yeah, so the iPhone has already a panoramic feature on the camera, but this one makes it a lot more accurate.
This one's better.
Yeah, it really is. So.
Yeah, I can never seem to get that right.
Yeah.
Like every time, I don't know if I'm just not holding it steady enough or I stray too far from the arrow, but they always look screwed up. And if you do by accident, like move a little bit and the picture still comes out, I did it once. Actually in the RV on the way to on the way to Vegas, but my friend's face, like her face was like, I don't know.
Stretched?
Yeah,
like
it was
distorted.
Like, it was really, really distorted looking, and we're like, oh my God, what happened to your face? And she's like, oh, I guess I just didn't, you know, do a good enough job holding the panoramic thing steady. But I was oh my God.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is you're trying to take a sphere and put it on a flat surface, and that's what happens. That's why maps are often distorted and stuff too, you know?
Right.
The sizes and the distances are not that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely, I think that's what it does. It really distorts everything, you know? It stretches and...
Yeah, yeah, I know, it's
puts
funny.
It around the sphere or something, you know?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so that's cool, you know, and I mean, did you hear he said there's almost 1 million apps out there?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how the hell are you supposed to make it?
Yeah, and that's tough. I know that's happened to, I remember I was sitting somewhere having lunch with, it was like a group of friends.
Right.
And a couple of the people were like, oh, check out this new app.
Mm.
And they're, you know, showing my friend, and all of a sudden I see, oh, do we have our caller now?
Yeah, hold that thought, and we'll get back to it later. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Kelly calling in with MD Science.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Am I too early?
No, not at all. That's fine. Where are you calling us from today?
Where, you said?
Yes.
We are MD Science Lab, and we're based out of Pompano Beach, Florida, so right near Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you lived there a long time?
I have not. I've lived here for a couple years on and off.
Oh, nice.
But it's nice. It's very, very, very pleasant. Are you similar to LA, actually.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So, are you originally from Florida? Did you just move from another place in Florida, or were you somewhere else?
No, unfortunately, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, so. Unfortunately. Man, Jeez, New Jersey gross. Gets no respect at all, you know?
No, not even from the people who were born there.
Yeah. That's funny. So, anyway, Kelly, you contacted me, and you're from MD Science Lab, and you're, and then I guess there's a division called Swiss Navy. Is that how it is?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we have three brands. One is the Max line, another is Swiss Navy, which is what we're most known for, and then we also have Je T'aime, which is a feminine line that we just came out with this year.
Oh, wow. Oh. Je t'aime. Yeah. Je t'aime. Excuse me.
That could not sound any more fancy.
Yeah.
I know. Doesn't it sound great? It's a very luxurious feminine line, so
yes.
We're really excited
very,
about
very
it.
Very, very feminine sounding.
Great. So you call your product Advanced Sexual Health Formulas, and so you sent me a few samples of lubricants and pills and things like that, and you know, I mean, I'm not gonna tell you whether I tried it or not, but you know.
I hope you guys did, because I sent you a little extra just for the crew.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, hey, well, where's
yeah, I have
Sam.
It out.
Where's,
yeah.
Where's my special
I'll bring
stuff?
You some stuff.
I want some Je t'aime.
Oh, you've got some stuff in there. There's some Viva cream for you.
What's that Viva cream? I like that.
Viva cream is the clitoral stimulation gel.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh, my. Okay.
Sounds good. Now, what would that do? How does something like this work? Is it like minty or something? How does it exactly work?
Yeah, actually,
work?
It does have mint in it. It's got niacin and L-citrulline in it, which what it does is it gives you a warming and cooling sensation, kind of a... It comes in waves, and it mimics the way a woman orgasms.
Oh, wow.
So if a woman puts on the Viva cream in that region, it basically will make blood rush to that area, and it kind of is a substitution for foreplay if you don't have time to have good foreplay. By the time you get to her, she'll be raring to go.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not bypassing the foreplay, but okay, we'll try that anyway.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
It's for quickie status. Is that like what you just like keep it in your purse and you're like, oh, let's do
it
this right
perfect.
Here, right
it
now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is neat. Awesome. And you also sent me a couple of things that are like his and hers in the same bottle, which is interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the his and hers are for your listeners, whoever you want to hand that out to or however you want to. It's basically a dispenser that has on one side the Viva cream, which is what I just spoke about, the clitoral stimulation gel, and on the other side it has Max Size Cream, which basically does the same thing for a man. It has ingredient Butea Superba in it, and it makes blood rush to the surface of the penis, making it as large as it can possibly be, and... ready to go.
Right. Which,
wow.
Yeah, so, which we all want, right?
It's basically
large,
like the quickie kit. The ultimate quickie kit.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. So this actually works? I mean, this actually like does make you like harder and larger and stuff? I mean, really?
Yeah, it doesn't actually make you grow in size, but it makes you... I mean, you know how when a man gets an erection, sometimes he has... you know, a full-blown erection, and sometimes he's not quite there. This will give you a full-blown erection every time you use it.
Wow. So it just makes all the blood flow and to that area.
And it gives you a tingly sensation.
Really? Well,
yeah,
I better try it, though, then, because I was kind of afraid to try it, but now that I'm talking to you about this, it's very, it's making me very curious.
I actually just went to buy a car a month ago, and while I was, of course, going through the process of everything, they asked me what MD Science Lab was, and I told them. And by the end of the day of me purchasing this car, they offered me free tinting on the car if I would come back with a box of product. And when I was there, I had over 30 people at this Lexus dealership running over to me, stealing stuff out of the box. So word got out.
I can see it got pretty crowded in the bathroom there probably during the day.
I become everyone's best friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that is too funny.
Now, you also have lubes and stuff, and why are there so many different kinds of lubes?
Well, we have silicone lube. It's for anal sex.
Okay.
I don't know what I can and cannot say on the radio.
You can say anything the fuck you
say
want.
Say whatever you want.
Oh, great. So that's for any type of sex. It's best for anal, and it's also best for any water play if you're going to do it in the shower or in the pool or in a hot tub.
Yeah, you definitely need some lube.
It doesn't wash off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have water-based lube, and we also have an all-natural water-based lube.
Oh, I see.
We also... also have flavored lubes, which are the other products that I sent you guys. I think I sent you a bunch of sachets for the crew.
Yes. And I can say the lubes are very tasty and they're pretty good and they work well.
They're delicious.
You know? Yeah.
And they're the best part about them is they're zero calories.
Oh, really?
Oh. Okay. Like, oh, gee, I'm hungry. I'm trying to lose weight right now. I'm just going to eat this lube.
I know, exactly. If you put your foreplay for that, it works. You lose weight with our products.
Yeah. Sounds awesome. Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, definitely. You know, while you're using it, you're going to lose some weight. Mm-hmm. So, now, this is cool. So, the website is mdsciencelab.com. And how did you end up joining the company, Kelly?
I actually am getting my doctorate in human sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I came on the marketing team and to do education for them.
Oh.
So I have a wide array of knowledge when it comes to sex.
Right.
They scooped me right up.
Yeah, wow. There you go. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you actually studied this in school, right? And you're,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you do anything with it on your own, too, like therapy for people or things like that, or are you more into business?
Actually, I write. I'm an author, and I write under the alias Taylor Puck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm all over the internet on that.
Really? Wow.
I'm sponsored by the company as well to advertise their products whenever I do any lectures at colleges or anything like that.
Right. Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's so interesting. So, yeah. How did you think of like wanting to go into that field? Were you like, okay, I just lost my virginity. I want to know more about this? Or
a highly sexed
how
woman.
It's so intriguing.
It's I actually wanted to get my PhD in neuroscience. I was a high school biology teacher.
Oh.
And I ended up having very poor math GRE scores.
Yeah.
Okay. So I decided what else is a PhD program or what other PhD programs have a combination of psychology and education,
right.
And this is what I came up with, and I got in.
Sounds good.
That's how I went down this trail.
Right.
That's awesome.
And so for the company now, you do the marketing and stuff for them? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And so is this a pretty large company? I mean, how many people work like in developing the product and everything?
Yeah, we actually, our office is attached to our factory. We mm-hmm. manufacture the majority of our products.
Oh, okay.
And and we work out of an FDA approved lab.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we have, I don't know the total, but we're global.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's not like somebody's basement.
Yeah, we have products all over California.
Yeah.
And you can also find us in CVS.
Oh, really? Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Wonderful. So you definitely are in retail. Can people buy this online as well?
Yep. Yeah, okay. They can just go to mdsciencelab.com.
Okay.
Purchase whatever they want.
Right. And, wow, that's very interesting. So, now, you also have some supplements that people can take. What do those do?
Those are substitutions for Viagra.
Okay.
They're all natural, and they don't have any side effects like the blue vision.
Right.
They're great. They work just as well, and like I said, you don't need a prescription for them.
Wow. And they're pretty safe, I would imagine, if you're selling right?
They're all natural.
Right.
Yeah.
And because I know there's been some controversy about this. I think the government is like complaining that these are not really supplements or they're not natural and all that kind of stuff. Are you guys having to deal with that?
There's so much going on in that, but the reason why the government is doing that is because we have a lot of companies that are out there that are mimicking all natural supplements, but there's one or two ingredients that they throw in there that are not legal.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
getting caught.
Yeah.
Which is why the government is really cracking down. But as far as our company, we'll be fine because I know for sure we've been in the business for I think around 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And we've never had any issues, and they keep tight shift here.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So how do people figure out that these things actually work? I mean, you have like a scientist in a lab, and so what, do they develop something specifically for those purposes, or do they come up with some kind of a blend, and then they go, oh, let's use it on the clitoris or something?
Well, The first product that we had were the Max Size Cream and the Viva Cream, which are a part of the Swiss Navy His and Hers.
Right.
And from then on, we listened to what our customers wanted, and we researched what was on the market, and we just worked on making a better product.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So well, we're still coming out with new ones every year, and it's exciting. We have a chocolate one coming out soon.
Oh, really?
For the flavors.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, okay, well.
That's exciting.
And then I see you also have a toy and body cleaner, which makes sense, you know. I mean, you want to clean up your toys and stuff, and who knows?
Yeah, we always say you wouldn't have sex with a dirty condom, so why would you have sex with a dirty toy?
Exactly. Who knows where it's been, you know?
And it smells good, and it's refreshing, and it will kill anything on any toy, so you don't have to worry about if it's clean or not.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the different kinds of lubes are like, you know, one is water-based, the other one is, what did you say it was?
Silicone, right.
Yeah, we have silicone. We have two water-based. One's all natural and one just a regular water-based. And then we have the flavored, which are all water-based as well.
Right. So now what's the difference? Are you saying for anal you need something less water-based?
No, you can use water-based during anal.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Most people prefer silicone because it will last longer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
Okay, well... Maybe this is an opportunity for me to try anal.
But
you definitely got us in the mood here.
Oh, God.
Well, this is cool. So, okay, so I see there's lubricants, there's creams and all that kind of stuff. So these things come in the forms of like packets or containers and things like that. And they don't really look, I mean, yeah, you put it on the shelves in the retail store, it's not going to look like a sex product or anything. Right.
Our packaging is very bedside friendly.
Right.
They're clear so you can see through, you can see the product that you're getting, and, you know, it's very pure what we have. We use the highest grade silicone available and purified water for the water-based lubricants.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And definitely I love the names, you know, I mean, Max Size Cream, you know, and all these things. So, and the Viva, you know, first I thought you said beaver cream, you know, but it's Viva, right?
Yeah, I heard that too.
You might as well suggest this to the board, you know, tell them maybe we should change the name.
Oh, that would be the slang term for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Beaver cream.
All right. Well, oh, Kelly gosh, from MD too Science funny. Lab, everybody go check it out. MDSciencelab.com.
Yeah. And if they like us on Facebook, I'll send y'all a free product.
Wow. There you go.
Swiss Navy products/MDSciencelab. And make sure you send me your address, and I'll send something right out.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay. Kelly, thank you so much for your time. Very impressive stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Sure, and thanks for sending us the samples. I'll let Mia have some if she wants. She just claimed that she wanted some.
If you guys need anything else, I'll send another package out to you.
There you go. Okay, Kelly, thanks, and all the best to you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, hold on. We have a phone call here.
Okay.
Well, hello. It just crashed. Oh, there we go. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was actually just looking for Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy. Okay. Well, you call into a radio show.
Yes.
And you obviously used the
this
wrong
is
number.
Awesome.
Kennedy. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
No,
I Kennedy. I believe he's an assistant of Mother Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah. No, they start at 2 o'clock. But the thing is, if you needed him for business other than being on the air, then you definitely want to call him on his other number or email him or something, because this is direct line to the show.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
This is the number that they had given me, but I have another number. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. No problem. Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because we were just talking about that recently. I'm like, oh, I so badly want somebody to call in with the wrong number. But I mean, that
I would have humored him. But
still, yeah. So, I mean, he was generally calling for the
exactly.
Same, the wrong
he knew
show.
He was calling.
So
the radio
he knew
station.
He was, you know, calling for the
yeah.
for the radio station.
I know. I like to ambush the ones that don't know.
Exactly. Like, oh my gosh, it'd just be so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, hi. Can I order a pizza, please? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Swiss Navy, sexual health formulas, and I don't know. I mean, it. You know, I want to try it. You know, I was kind of like skeptical about it, but you know, when you realize there's a big company behind it and everything, mm-hmm. and they sell it by the yeah. thousands of, you know, I don't know how much of it, then it's got to be safe, you know.
Right, right. And she's obviously very, you know, very educated on what right. she's doing. And she says the products are all natural.
Right, yeah. You and know, if you have a natural a alternative to a Viagra, that sounds pretty good. People should try that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yeah. That was an interesting conversation. Cool, I'm glad I at least kind of knew sort of what to expect, you know, with that email yesterday before I just right. was thrown into this call. Like, oh, okay. No, well, that's awesome.
Actually, this is not too bad. I mean, we could have a toy company on the show yeah. too, you know, which we probably will, you know, send us yeah. some product. Why not, you know? But yeah. it's like so funny, all the different stuff they have out there, you know, it's amazing.
I know.
It's just
I
amazing.
Know. Yeah, just like I, you know, I told that story before about the, when I was back home mm. in Chicago and my friend threw that surprise party, you know, and it was just yeah. all girls and I the thought it was really party. Like yeah. a, you know, birthday party. I'm like, oh, well, where's the birthday girl? Who are we surprising? And they're all laughing at me like, no, it's called a surprise party, and then this, like, female shows up with, like, a trunk full of toys, and I'm like, whoa, okay, all right, anyway.
I know, it can be kind of embarrassing when you're with other people, you know, but women no, have fine, that sort
was,
of, like...
Yeah, it was all yeah, girls, you
exactly.
know, I knew a few of them to start with, so yeah. it's just mostly just giggling and whatever, but then they're very private about it. If you want to purchase yeah. items, they take you into like a separate room, you know, because you get right. a sheet when she goes through, you know, and like shows you and demonstrates. Yeah. She doesn't actually demonstrate how you do it. She's dressed very businesslike.
Right.
But yeah, you have like a sheet in front of you that has all the items, so you could like check like yes or no. So then at the end, you can make. You know, you can place an order.
Right.
You give her the sheet, like, oh, this is what I want, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
of course, I couldn't really take yeah. advantage of that situation because I was flying home with a carry-on the next day. So I'm sure TSA would have really yeah. gotten an eyeful with that. Like,
but
oh.
you'd be amazed at all the different designs now. I mean, they have so many vibrators that don't even look like vibrators, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I was so bummed out because I wanted to get this one. It legit looks like a tube of mascara, and
yeah.
you actually like open the thing, and it actually like it's basically mascara, but without the mascara, and it's actually a vibrator instead. But wow. everything about it is
yeah.
like, you know, has characteristics.
I know they
of a tube
and they
mascara.
Make some shapes, like one looks like a pebble or something, and one looks like a leaf, you know, and it's just amazing, you know, all the
yeah.
stuff. And I mean, some of the designs look like Apple designed them or something, you know, some of
yeah,
these vibrators.
Yeah, I know. There's like
amazing.
A lipstick one.
Yeah.
And there's all these different ones that where you wouldn't know that that's what it is. And
yeah.
that's why I wanted the mascara. I'm like, oh, I can get through TSA. She's like, oh, we're all out of that one. I'm like, oh, man. Because I'm like, I'm not about to buy something that looks like something. And they'll see that in my suitcase. So I'm like,
yeah, but I guess they must see it all the time. You know, I mean, women must carry it around all the time. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, figure, oh, it's bad enough. You got me going through like that X-ray machine, you know. You can
yeah.
see everything I got going on under this dress anyway. So, oh, what else is left to the imagination? Nothing, I guess.
No.
Thank you, airport
no
security.
No privacy, no nothing.
Security.
Yeah.
So
we didn't finish talking about the mother that punched that skateboarder.
Oh, that's right.
So you saw that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I
Isn't
saw that.
Isn't that amazing? And
oh,
I don't know
gosh.
Who was filming this, but apparently, you know, somebody was videotaping the guy, I guess, skateboarding or something, and that mm-hmm. happened. I mean, he really bumped into the little kid. The kid was screaming and stuff, but still, you know,
yeah.
the mother just walks up to him. She's like, you didn't see him, and bam, she just
yeah.
socks him in the face, you know?
Yeah, she's coming after him, like shoving at
yeah.
him, pushing him, and yelling at him. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people are just, they don't have any class at all.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Another show in the can. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest
yeah.
in the studio and also the singer that I invited to the show. So it's going to be exciting. So make sure to join us tomorrow. And Mia, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll
Happy
see everybody
hump
then.
Day.
You have been- been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.